Thoughts on the Psalm. Psalm 141, verses 1 to 10, the complete psalm. David's trouble. We must have noticed the psalms are full of the godly man's troubles, afflictions, trials, questions. My brothers and sisters in Christ, godly men and women are not immune to trouble. Indeed, I believe I could make an argument to say it's quite the opposite. I believe if we are in Christ and stand for Christ, trouble is inevitable. If any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Well, David is not living in the new covenant, but he had his taste of trouble, and this psalm is full of it. He knew that he felt this anxiety, this difficulty over trials and affliction. He thought it for himself. Look at verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. What is he talking about? He's fearful of speaking in haste or rashly or sinfully or boastfully or something. He senses that he is weak in himself, and he knows that, left to himself, he will put his foot in it by his tongue. He will say something which will be offensive or hurtful in the wrong sense, and he is prayerful about it. In himself, he knows he has this trouble. And verse 3, let not my heart be drawn to what is evil. He knows he's surrounded by evil, and this troubles him. But it troubles him in this respect, that his heart might be taken up by what he sees. My brothers and sisters, what we watch, what we read, what we observe, what we see going on around us, all this can drag us away. And David felt it. He felt the affliction of it. He knew he would be enticed to sin. Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil, to take part in wicked deeds, with men who are evildoers. Let me not eat of their delicacies. Oh, there you are. The world offers us its delicacies, its sweets, its pleasures. And we do not see the hook for the bait. But David knows this. He's liable to sin with his mouth and his heart. He doesn't trust it. He knows he's surrounded by evildoers. He speaks of it in verse 5, evildoers, and again in verse 9. He speaks of the wicked in verse 6 and verse 10. He speaks of trouble and fear. That's verses 5 to 10. It's all about fear and the offense and the anger and the bitterness against him. He takes refuge, he speaks in verse 8. Refuge from the storm. This is what he's feeling. Do not give me over to death. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me. Traps. Men are trying to entice him. The devil is against us. Ephesians chapter 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. David felt that he was being dragged down all the time, and he feared lest his heart would be enticed. My brother and sister, do you feel that you're at home in this world? You're in happy company with the pagans, or do you feel the separation from them and the trouble this brings you, the affliction? You feel trapped at times and fearful. Do you find sin attracting you away from Christ? Do you find sinful men and women attracting you away from Christ? You are not alone. Do not think it strange, says Peter, when these things come, testing your faith. Now, David spells all this out. Now, that's not the end of the psalm. I'll come back again in the next discourse. What did he do about it, and so on? But I will say this. The prosperity gospelers, where once you come to Christ, all is sunshine and beautiful cloudless days, is a load of rubbish, isn't it? The godly man knows affliction, disappointment, enticement to sin, from within and from without. The church is attacked from within and from without, and both are highly dangerous and can lead us away from Christ. Well, this is not likely to entice people to come to Christ, is it? Well, I hope, unbeliever, if there's any unbeliever listening, you will recognize the honesty of this. Scripture is honest. Preachers must be honest. And I'm not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. The compensations of being in Christ are infinite, are eternal. But there is a cost. But then the cost of being in the world is pleasure now, maybe. But disaster is on the road. Well, may God bless us as we think upon these things.